You're tuned in to My Murray Kitchen, a Murray cooking show cooking our way.
Proudly brought to you by CBS.
With Kelly Kay and Lizzie Orley.
Okay, it's all happening here in the 98.9 FM kitchen. I'm standing here with Kelly, who is the founder of My Murray Kitchen, and this has been developed into a radio show. We were yarning about how excited we were last time, hey, sis, in turning this into a radio show.
Yes, very excited. Can't wait to start cooking.
Yeah, that's it. We've got all the ingredients laid out in front of us. Today, we're going to be cooking a pizza. We're starting with a pizza base. It's only two ingredients, I believe. Is that right?
Yes, correct. Two ingredients, self-raising flour and Greek yogurt.
Right. And so what's that, about, what, $6 all up to?
No, about $2 for the base stuff. Well, that's what I use.
Yeah.
Self-raising's $1 and the Greek yogurt's $2.
So, all right. Yeah. And it's less effort than a normal pizza base, right? Because your normal pizza base is basically what, four or five ingredients?
Yeah,
you need
four or five ingredients. Yep.
Yeah, and this one's just two, so
yes.
And it's super quick. How long do you have to put in the oven for?
Depends how big the pizza is that you're cooking, so
all right,
yeah, it really depends on the size of your pizza.
Okay. Good. All right, well, we'll start getting the ingredients together, and away we go. We've got self-raising flour right here in front of me. Kelly, I'll get you to make this one.
Yep.
And I'll annoy you with the recording.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Shove the microphone in my face.
We will be stuffing our face with pizza soon enough. So the thing I like about pizza, I don't know about you, Kelly, is when you, at the end of the week, if you don't know what to cook, and this is great if it's just two ingredients, if you've got stuff left over in the fridge, you just chuck
it
on top.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I like to do too. And see, like, when you buy bulk like this, you'll always use the self-raising flour again, so that's good too, you know.
Mm.
So that's why I don't mind, you know. That gets used for a lot of things, though.
Yeah. And, like, you got a big family too. You got, like, two kids who, I mean, I don't know about you mob tuning in, but I find a lot of kids are fussy, especially my nieces and nephews.
Yes, definitely, yes, my kids are.
Yeah. But with Peter, they never say no, eh?
Yeah, she says no, my daughter does. She is really fussy.
What does she think about this pizza? Did she try?
She hasn't even tried it yet.
Yeah.
No. She hasn't even tried it yet because she's never home on the weekends.
Oh, well. Yeah. I guess we'll have to see what the jury is after this then. Let me know what she thinks of this one. So I've got this Greek yogurt in front of me. It's just a little pot.
Yeah.
170 gram.
Yep, that's $1.95 for that little one.
$1.95?
Yep. That's one I always use and get.
Okay.
My flour. What we'll do now is...
Oh, that sound.
Spoon.
Okay, spoon up here in the top drawer. Biggest one. And I'm looking at these other ingredients in front of me. There's just lovely cheese here. I don't know if you're tuning in. I'm lactose intolerant, so you can get the pizza cheese blend. It's cheap, between $5 and $6.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know, I find that cheap for specialty dietary products. I see capsicum in front of me we've got here. We've got some shredded ham, shredded chicken and salami, and they're all little packets here, so that's great. How much are all these all up about?
Yeah, I only grabbed a little bit because I knew it was only going to be, you know, the one pizza.
Yes.
Got pineapple.
Yeah, well, you can always, I love with these kinds of things with pizza, it goes with anything. You can have it on its own, you can have it with chips, or if you've got these frozen chips in the oven, or you can chuck it in the oven, sorry, or salads as well. I love making a big salad.
You know what I'm going to try next time?
What's that?
The garlicky cream fresh base. I'm going to make that from scratch, though.
Garlic cream fresh. What's that one?
That's like, have you ever had the cheesy pizza from Domino's? And they got a cream fresh base.
Oh, cream fresh. Yeah. Oh, that would be super easy to make, that kind of cheese.
Okay.
I call everything with dairy on, like, pizza cheese, pretty much.
Oh, use my
fingers. Yeah, just using your fingers. So we're doing this, we call it old girl way, Nana way.
Yeah.
Hand and eye measurement with this one. So literally super easy. And that's how we do it with home cooking.
Yeah.
The feel for it, the taste for it.
I think I might have put too much flour, but we'll see how we go.
Okay, that's all right.
Making this.
No, go for it.
Yeah, I'm getting
four. Oh, yeah. No, I think we might be right here. It's going all right.
Yeah, it's balding okay. So I think it's looking good. So you're just pressing your hands in there,
yeah,
in the dough.
Yeah, it's balding together. See, so it's like that sort of thing.
Okay.
Do you want to touch it, feel it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's like a Play-Doh.
Yeah.
Lucky I washed my hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely.
So that's sort of like the consistency, really.
Yeah, yeah.
And roll him out.
Okay. I'll move this out the way here.
It's okay if I choose a venturi. I'll clean it down.
Yeah, that's okay. Make a mess. That's what we're here for. Cooking's always, you know, it's going to be good when there's a big mess, I reckon.
Yeah, bloody oh.
Ah, dear. All right, so again, we're making a two-ingredient pizza base and then chucking whatever we want on it. I see. Again, we've got Hungarian salami,
okay,
shredded chicken.
Cling wrap, and we'll just wrap that up for a minute.
Yeah, I'll grab the cling wrap.
And then,
so you're going to wrap the pizza dough. What's
just
that?
Just for like 5 minutes and then get onto the cake mixture, hey?
Okay.
Because this will just let it set for a minute and then we just roll him out. And that's ready, pretty much.
What's that again?
We're going to just let it set for like 5 minutes and then just roll him out to the how thick we want it.
Yeah, and that's it.
Ready to go.
Too deadly. All right, I'll get the Glad wrap. We might throw to a song and we'll be back with you once we have all of it ready to prepare. All right,
yes.
I'll leave you alone now, Kelly. Nah. Is this all right with baking paper instead of cling wrap?
We'll just wrap him up there.
Is it okay if I touch your pizza? Sorry to get in the way, Kelly. Don't hurt me again.
You're meant to be doing it.
I can't help but just keep touching it. It's
Could
like,
be.
It feels great. I don't know. I feel like I'm a kid again and you're making like Play-Doh.
Yeah.
So that literally, how long did that take to make the base then? Like 2 minutes?
Yeah, pretty much 2 minutes, 3 minutes, eh?
Without me interrupting you, of course.
Yeah. 2 minutes.
Look how she's cranky with me now and there. Excellent. So, and then how long are we letting that sit for?
5 minutes and then, yeah, we'll roll him out and start making him. Put him in the oven.
Okay, nice.
Sounds good.
Okay, and we've put the oven on to 200 degrees to heat up first and then we're going to turn it down to 180. And while that's preheating, we'll be back with you shortly. We're going to throw to a song on 98.9 FM. You're listening to My Murray Kitchen with Kelly and Lizzie.
You're tuned to My Murray Kitchen with Kelly Kay and Lizzie Orley.
Proudly brought to you by CBF.
You're tuned to My Murray Kitchen. And I'm just looking at all these beautiful photos of Kelly's creation. Wow, and you're absolutely deadly at decorating. We're looking at, we're making a pizza now. This is the two-ingredient pizza, Greek yogurt and self-raising flour, that's all. We've let this sit for about 5 minutes, and we didn't have Glad wrap, so we just popped it in some baking paper. And Kelly's smoothing this out now.
Yeah, it just feels a little bit sticky. Just add a little bit more flour just so it's not that sticky, you know.
Okay.
It's not sticking to your hands or anything or to the bench.
Yep, so it can't be sticky.
Yeah.
And what are we going to... Are you just going to roll it out now?
Yep.
And you just keep adding that flour until you feel it's right?
No, that's him. I'm just... Because it's a bit sticky there, so I'll just...
Oh, okay.
Put that little bit of flour there.
Yeah. And again, the thing I love about pizza is if you've got anything left over in the fridge, you know, any sausages or steak or any leftover ham or anything like that, you just chuck it on and make
that's
a pizza.
It, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just
even tomato. I love tomato on it.
Yeah, fresh tomato would be lovely.
Do you like pineapple on pizza?
Yes, I love it. I've got to bring some.
What do you think about that argument that, you can't have pineapple on pizza?
Well, obviously they got no taste buds. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm weird. I like anchovies on mine.
Oh yeah, no, I've never had that before.
They're like really salty fish. Have you ever had anchovies?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, so it's like a little tiny.
Yeah, I know what they are, but I've never.
They're really. They do taste a little bit fishy to some people.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't find it too much, but
yeah.
I like to have that with pepperoni. And pepperoni and anchovies and lactose-free cheese
because
you know, I've got to run to the toilet otherwise.
Gee, see, you didn't even tell me that.
That's all right.
I would have got all that sort of stuff.
No, see, that's more, you know, a bit more expensive. Usually with lactose-free stuff,
yeah,
you do have to pay a bit more. But that's not too bad. It was for the shredded pizza blend. It's actually cheaper than the normal blend you get. Normal blend, the normal kind of cheese they have. And it's like $5.30 or something like that from the grocery store. Mm-hmm. But anyway, what you're doing here now is you're folding the pizza dough.
Rolling it out.
You're folding it and rolling it.
Yeah, folding it, rolling it.
Should be a song. Yeah. Keep folding, rolling, rolling, rolling.
I do make songs up when I'm cooking sometimes.
Yeah.
When I got the beats happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. I won't do it today though.
Oh.
Might scare you.
No. It's a bit of fun. I always make up random things when I sing what I do. Just to be stupid, just to be silly.
Oh, you just keep yourself entertained. Yeah.
Pretty much. I love that. That's looking great.
Yeah.
Okay, and we're still rolling and folding and smoothing.
Won't use all of it.
All right, cutting it in half. And when you've got too much dough, do you just wrap that up and put it in the freezer?
Yep. And you know what? Good thing about this dough is that we can use this for to make donuts as well.
Oh.
Donuts, cream buns. That's what I used to make it.
Yeah.
Use this recipe for.
Ah. Yeah.
But then I seen it online, someone used it for pizza, so I thought, I'm going to try that.
Nice, and that's all you do. Like, I always look up stuff online and then see what people are doing and try it for myself. So that's deadly. Jeez, you're clever. So with the donuts, so with that leftover one, are we going to make donuts today as well, you reckon?
No, we don't have oil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, can we do that for next episode?
Yeah, of course.
Me trying to spin.
Of course we can. Whatever you want, Lizzie, it's happening.
Yeah. This is a combined effort. I'm loving the look of this.
Okay.
Yum.
That'll do.
Yep, so you're just going to spread it out.
That's him, just like that. Doesn't have to be perfect or anything. Then we just add our ingredients.
Yep, okay. So what are we using as the base? Is that...
Yeah, that's... this is a pizza onion, garlic and herbs pizza base.
Is that tomato paste?
Yeah, tomato paste.
Yeah.
Onion, garlic and herbs.
Cool. And then I'll chop up this capsicum.
Yep.
This is already... We can just shred that with our fingers, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I picked up the Hungarian salami... And there's already shredded chicken and shredded ham, so we can just pull the salami apart with our fingers. And then go for it with the cheese there.
Oh, can you smell that sauce?
Oh, that sauce smells beautiful.
Lovely.
Yeah. Lovely. You know, when I get slack and I've got leftover bread rolls, I just use those as pizza bases just roll that out sometimes and add that tomato paste on. It's good. Reminds me of the tuck shop, you know, when you go to tuck shop and...
Well, when I was a kid, I used to do it just on normal bread and just toast it up, under the griller.
Yeah. I get those, the Lebanese, what do you call it, pita bread, and use that when I'm super slack.
Yeah, nice.
But I do like this, that it's just two ingredients and away we go. So I'll have to get some lactose-free yogurt for myself and make this at home.
Yeah,
deadly.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, we're going to throw to a song and then whack these ingredients on. And then I'll come back, and when we pop it in the oven, we'll yarn pizza. Om nom nom. You just want me to dice it up?
Yeah.
Not long ways or short ways?
No, it doesn't matter.
Okay, then. All right.
Small, dicey.
Okay. Hold on. Let me bring this chopping board closer. All right. Slicing away. I'll just dice it smaller. I'll do this way first. This is just like a little bit of the head of the capsicum, and that'll be enough. I love that with pizza, the bread is the main part of it. Oh, sorry, got the seeds there. All the flavour is in the bread, really. What's it taste like with that Greek yogurt? You know, is it anything...
No, you don't really taste it. It's just like pizza, you know, from the shop, really.
Does it taste better than the other method? You know, the one where it uses more ingredients?
The one I'd done the night before, I used just the flour, the butter and the water. And I could taste, like, the flour still through it when it was cooked. This one here, you don't really taste it as much because I think that Greek yogurt helps it, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Mmm. I think it might be creamier. All right, so I'll just finish dicing him up. What was that?
Fluffy.
What did you call me, Ned?
Fluffy.
Okay. Let's go this way. I reckon the smaller you dice it, the quicker it'll cook, eh?
Yep.
How long again are we whacking the pizza in the oven for?
Oh, well, that slides probably like 20 minutes, eh? Yeah, I should have rolled it out a little bit smaller.
No, that looks good. I think that it'll be nice and thick and doughy. I don't know, I like a bit of a doughy kind of cushy pizza.
Next time I'm going to do the cheese around the edges and put the folded up, you know.
Oh, like cheesy crust?
Yes.
Oh, yum, stop it.
Oh, no.
All right, hold on. Does it matter? Does it have to be even? It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't have to be even.
Good. These are going to be...
any old hell.
It's going to be abstract pieces of capsicum.
Well, it'll just go down the same way.
Yeah, pretty much. This is just like what I do when I come home and I'm so slack from work and I'm so fatigued and I can't be bothered. I just cut anything up any which way and chuck it in a stir fry thing and fry them up.
Yeah, yum. That's him. What else we got here?
Hey, do you reckon you could shred up that salami?
Yep.
Here's me bossing you around now, Nair.
Yeah, there's only like 4 pieces in here, so it's just try them on anyway.
I'm just holding the mic with one hand and chopping the capsicum with the other. Oh, I can smell the... So you're just popping the salami on as is on top, eh?
Yeah, just like that.
Oh, yep. And then everything loaded on top. Are you going to do, like, bit of topping, bit of cheese, bit of topping, bit of cheese,
yeah,
or how you reckon?
Yeah, I usually break all that up and just thing, but just put it all out like that.
It's only a small base at the moment anyway.
Yeah. What else we got? Got a bit of diced chicken. From the deli department as well. I just throw everything on my pizzas. I just eat everything. Me.
Do you have any like combinations that you like specifically?
Yeah, this one here is all right. I like to put salami, chicken, ham, roast beef, capsicum, pineapple, onion.
What's one?
Cheese.
What's one thing you always have to have other than obviously cheese? What's one thing one ingredient you have to always have in your pizza?
Probably the salami. Yeah.
I have to agree.
Oh,
salami's mine. I reckon my mum's a vegetarian, so I think hers might be probably olive.
Oh, nice. Still there, nice too, you know, if you've got all the fresh vegetables. Yes, lovely. Love it.
A dessert pizza if you have fruit. You imagine
Nutella.
This with Nutella.
Oh, my God, yes. And banana, marshmallows, oh, my God.
That'll be dessert.
Yes.
That's what the other... You're not going to use the other one for donuts now. You're going to use that for dessert, aren't you? For,
yes, I am.
For dessert
pizza.
When I get
home.
What have I done?
Yeah,
all right. We'll finish layering this up. We might throw to a song, eh? And we'll be back shortly on My Murray Kitchen. We're making Greek yogurt and self-raising flour pizza and loading him up now. We've got our vegetable here with capsicum. We've got salami, shredded ham and shredded chicken, and we'll whack him in the oven very shortly on My Murray Kitchen, 98.9 FM.
Hi, I'm Kelly Kate. And you're listening to My Murray Kitchen.
Proudly brought to you by CBF.
Okay, so we've just pulled the pizza out of the oven. It is a little bit burnt because in our previous episode we were making a cake. We'll just pop the cake over here. And we did things back to front. For our first episode we made the dessert, and then because that's the important stuff, right?
Yeah.
And then for this episode, we have made just a quick homemade pizza with the base of it, the pizza, was literally 2 ingredients. I think I keep going on about it because it's just deadly. And then we loaded it on with shredded chicken, salami. Same, don't hurt me, Italians. And as well as shredded chicken and shredded ham. And the base was just a really lovely pizza. The base sauce was just tomato, garlic, and some herbs mixed in with that. I don't know about you, Kelly, but if you're ever struggling to make things stretch, I use a bit of pasta sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
and then whatever's left of the tomato paste and mix it together. And then you get a bit more.
Yeah, nice.
So you know, if you want to use more of those bases, that's just an easier way to spread it out.
Yeah, definitely.
I got that from my sister.
Well, I usually just buy the
those little packets.
No, I get the just the normal tomato paste.
Yeah.
And the little tins, they're like 80 cents.
So, well, if you wanted to remake this and you got any pasta sauce at home, just mix it together.
Yeah, of course.
There you go. And this is a little bit tiny bit crispy. Nah, that's not even bad. Can we check out the bottom of it? Because we nearly forgot about it. We were too busy baking cake on the previous episode and just cutting him up. It's not too hot. How's your hands?
Yeah, all good. Haven't burnt me yet.
Hey, do you have any, like, burn scars from cooking or...?
No.
Never?
No.
Too smart for that?
Yeah. I think my hands like the hotness of... it's a bit burnt, but, yeah.
No, that's crispy.
See that?
Yeah, that's beautiful. And the dough is really cushy.
Nice and soft in there.
Mmm, yum.
You see the dough in there? Yeah, but he's just a little bit burnt down there. But that's okay.
No, it's not. It's not
it's
that.
Only because we left it in too long.
The base is crispy, but I wouldn't say it's burnt. Like, it's not black. Yeah. It's not black at all. It's a nice browny kind of colour.
Like the wood oven pizzas. You know when they.
There we go. Accidental wood oven pizza. How's it taste?
Yum.
Yeah.
Mhm.
I might have to try a tiny bit. Hey. I'll sacrifice part of my lactose intolerant for a bit of this. Mum's probably tuning in going, why, Lizzie?
Is that a bit of bread or something?
This bit? Oh, help.
So there's not much, you know?
Okay, I just cracked. Can I get, like, the sound of it breaking? Hold on, let me try and... Oh, I don't know if you got that. Mmm, that is so good. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. You can't even taste the yogurt.
No.
And it's fluffy. And it's... It's, I don't know how to explain, it's fluffy and it's a little bit sour taste, but it goes really well with the cheese and the sweetness of that tomato paste there. I reckon if you chuck pineapple on top too, it'd be really good. And, sis, that's amazing. I'm so going to try this when I get home.
Please do.
So, can we go through the recipe again? You got your little pot of Greek yogurt. How much flour did you put in, roughly? Because we say roughly, we do this, what we say, old girl ways.
One and a half cup.
One and a half cups?
Start with that first, I reckon, and then if you need to add more, you add more. Yeah,
and then you just, we folded it together, or you folded it, I should say, and then...
We let it sit for a bit.
Let it sit for a bit.
Yeah.
Why do we let that sit?
I'm not just so it can, the self-raising can make the thing rise a bit too. Or,
Okay, and then we just, you know, chopped up the ingredients or whatever little bits of pieces we had. Usually you pick out stuff in the fridge, but if you're planning to make one, you can, you know, add whatever you like. We've got all the beautiful, three different kinds of meats. This is like a meat lover's pizza, pretty much. But we added capsicum and just the shredded cheese, which, how much was the cheese?
$4.50
just for the shredded packet?
Yeah.
And a little bit goes a long way with this stuff.
Yeah, of course it does. You know, you'll use it on your biscottis or whatever too then.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's not going to go to waste. It doesn't have to be just for the pizza.
Yeah, cool. All right, well, I bet I'm going to stop recording now because I want to get into this pizza. I reckon we'll have to share a bit. I know that Dan Rennie, station manager, walked through before eyeing off what we were doing. I saw the saliva running out, so I think we'll have to share. And I think we could even bake another cake. There's some more here. Mm-hmm. We could make another one.
Yeah.
If we want it. Yeah. All right. Yeah, okay, so that was the cake also from the last episode that I'm talking about. Sorry, you mob. All right, you've been listening to Lizzie and Kelly for My Murray Kitchen. We cooked a two-ingredient pizza base, and that's the base, and then everything else we just added what we liked. So, and what's roughly the price on this one?
For the pizza? About $3 for a good-sized pizza for yourself?
Mm.
Yeah.
I reckon that's great. And like I said, you can chop it up, add salad as a side to it. What we had is actually a pretty thick base, and there was some left over, which Kelly said she's going to use to make donuts. But then we changed our minds because I got her on to thinking about dessert pizza. We're going to load it up with Nutella and banana and marshmallow as the cheese substitute. So, look, you enjoy that tonight, Kelly. Thanks for your time. You. It's been deadly.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I'm cooking with me.
Yes. All right, we've got the staff in here. Dan, what do you reckon?
Well, I'm just coming back for a little... just got to make sure.
He's had a bite already of the pizza, and now he's taking another bite.
Now, Kelly, what do we have on this again?
Chicken.
Yeah.
Salami and ham.
All right, and what was the two ingredients for the base?
Greek yogurt and self-raising flour.
Wow. All right, here we go. Wow, it was really good. It was really, really good.
It's too good.
I got to save some room because there's cake here, look.
Yeah. That was cake from the first episode, so we'll get... we'll see how you go.
That was My Murray Kitchen. It's Cooking Our Way with Kelly Kay and Lizzie Orley.
Proudly brought to you by CBF.